welcome back to another edition of the EG3 Podcast, or EG3 Show, part of the 3Y Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3. Welcome back here as we record this podcast on Thursday morning with the sun not even out yet. September 11th, 2025. I just realized the importance of the date. I'll get into that momentarily. But anyway, September 11th, oh boy, 2025, a important date in United States history. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for taking time out of your weekend to do so here. This will come out tomorrow ahead of course, K-State and Arizona. K-State searching for answers on the football field. We'll get into more college football, what's on tap here. This is going to be all in one episode here today, this week. College football here in a moment. Later on, NASCAR. We'll check in on that as the NASCAR Cup Series shifts into the first elimination race of the year of the postseason. And, of course, last segment, we're going to talk a little bit about the Plaza 10K that I was a part of last weekend here in Kansas City, Missouri. But yes, again, September 11th, it's strange enough that I just thought about this just now before hopping on into this podcast here. I'm recording this on September 11th, which we all know what happened on that sad, 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 tragic date back in 2001. So, to kick off the show, prayers, continued prayers for all, everyone. We were all affected by the horrifying events. I remember where I was when those tragic events unfolded there as well. So we're gonna do this here. We're gonna take a little bit more of a silence here. I know it's gonna come out this weekend. I know. I'm sorry, but since we're recording on Thursday, figure, you know, let's take a moment of silence here for all who protect this country, whether you're police officer, firefighter, whatever that is, or even serving in the Navy, Army, Air Force, whatever that is. We'll take a moment of silence here real quick, and then we're going to dive right on in. So, to honor all of our service men and women who continue to protect our country, take a moment of silence, folks. This is the EG3 Podcast. Once again, Eddie Greer here recording this week's episode. Combination is going to be one episode here. I'm recording this on September 11th, 2025. Again, thank you. Appreciate it for you taking time out of your weekend or your Friday to do so. And I'm going to skip. We're going to go into college football because here for the rest of the segment. Here, I'm going to actually skip the Friday games. Now, obviously, K-State, again, I'm not trying to turn this into the K-State podcast because I've already have a K-State podcast. Again, shameless plug, but I'm going to do it anyway. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. No, that's not the whole title. It's just Purple Project Podcast. K-State Podcast there. Same feed, wherever you get your podcasts here. iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Audio Boom, Google, you know what the deal is there as well. K-State plays on Friday night. That's tomorrow night when this episode rolls out. So we'll see what K-State can have. Does K-State have the answer? We'll have to find out about that tomorrow. And I'm just going to move on into Saturday's games, right? Saturday, Clemson. Oregon, Northwestern. Interesting matchup there. I'm going to go through some of these real quick. Yeah, Oregon, Northwestern. They have Clemson, Georgia Tech. That's a 11 a.m. game right there. It's 11 a.m. game. That's Central Time, right? Yep, Central Time. Then you have Oklahoma, Temple. Interesting game on ESPN2 here. I'm going to see. Hang on a second. Here, I'm going to switch the tabs here real quick here. Yeah, so you have that going on there as well. And I'm actually going to try to cut into football. Let me see here. Just focus on the top 25 here real quick. Yeah, okay, there we go. That's a lot better. Okay, yeah, so Oregon, Northwestern kicks things off on Saturday. Clemson, Georgia Tech are set that. Oklahoma, Temple. And looking down here the line, Alabama plays an 11 o'clock slate. Gets Wisconsin there. Michigan got blown out by Oklahoma last week. They took on Central Michigan. That's an 11 o'clock spot there. Auburn, South Alabama. Auburn coming in 24th ranked in the country there. Penn State takes on Villanova has a football team. Ooh, so we know about the basketball program, but I didn't realize Villanova had a football team. Well, they're going to go on the road, take on Penn State. Penn State is all of a sudden, folks, the number two team in the country there. Texas Tech, Oregon State, that is a 2:30 kick. There, Iowa State, Arkansas State, Missouri off the big win against Kansas in the border war. Hosting Louisiana, Texas hosting UTEP. See, and then here is the top 25 matchup we're going to keep an eye on. And this is going to be on the CW, home of the Xfinity Series, Miami, South Florida. Miami's the home team. Miami's fifth ranked in the country, and South Florida off the upset on Florida. The Gators should be shaming themselves, and the Gators actually taking on, and I'll be watching the Gators, obviously, taking on LSU. We'll see what happens. The Gators got to go on the road in that hostile environment. LSU's number third team in the country right now, and it might get worse for Billy Napier and the Florida Gators. We'll see what happens there. As I would love to see Florida going in the LSU Death Valley and upset LSU. I ain't gonna put any expectations on it. So both of my college teams on the road. Kansas State, as I mentioned, when this comes out, they're gonna be playing Arizona, and they have a lot of questions to answer. K-State, that is, and then of course Florida, who got upset by South Florida at home. What is up with these teams? Well, in particular, my teams, particularly, I don't know what's up. Yeah, that. Falcon again, this time missed field goal, in which, you know, Coach Mork, Raheem Morris, you know, is he too loyal to his players, whatnot. It's Young Wei Koo missing another clutch kick, which should have been made. The forced the game, we could have lost anyway, but you got to make that kick. You have to make that kick, and I knew, and right at the spot, I had a feeling that he was going to miss that kick. And sure enough, Young Wei Koo missed the kick in the Atlanta Falcons lose another home opener. And I think it was last year. Was it last year or 2 years ago? I want to say last year we lost to the Saints. That was 2 years ago. The last year we lost to the Steelers. Yep, last year we lost to the Steelers there, which they're TJ Watt, McGarry, one of our tackles who's out for the year there as well. So it's just, we'll just have to see what happens there with all my football teams this weekend there. It's not a good weekend, And I have to sit there and watch A1 laugh and celebrate with his team, the Packers and all that, and Micah Parsons, and as I'm sitting here recording this podcast anyways, the Packers tonight, speaking of which, they take on the Washington Commanders, so when this comes out, you know who won that football game, obviously, so they can get tested. Packers need to get tested there of Jaden Daniels. There's too many Jadens, but Jaden Daniels. For the Washington Commanders there. South Carolina hosting Vanderbilt, going right, continuing here to finish up. Utah, Wyoming. Utah part of that Big 12 conference with Kansas State. Utah checks in at number 20. South Carolina at 11. Here's the other matchup here. Top 25 matchup here on NBC. Saturday Night Football, right? Notre Dame welcomes A&M to South Bend. Notre Dame, of course, remember now, lost to Miami in the opening weekend there in heartbreaking fashion there. A&M's going to rope in there 2-0. There's Texas A&M checks in at 16th ranked. You have Notre Dame at number 8 there, huge game. Nor the name connected to the hip with NBC. Usually, because usually when you think about Notre Dame football, home, particularly home games, you think about NBC and that long time relationship there as well. And this is a Saturday night game, so of course, probably the announcement is going to be on Notre Dame side. We'll see what happens there with it. But this is a Saturday night game, Notre Dame under lights. I won't be watching that game. I'll be watching, paying attention to Florida and LSU there. So it's going to be a busy Saturday afternoon of college football and, of course, NFL on Sunday. This is the EG3 show. Eddie Greer III here recording this week's episode on Thursday, September 11th, 2025 here on the show. So there is that. So real quick, I know I'm kind of running short on the first segment here. Let me see if I can find... Yes, so, yeah, I haven't even checked to see. I know I did a pick six yesterday. Let me see. Picks. All right, yeah, so I'm going to see if I can go back here. See if I can go back and see what I did, because I haven't even looked at. I like that. Oh, come on. Really? Really? That what you're going to do? Of course, they're not gonna let me go back and check. Okay, yes, they're gonna let me. Okay, good. So pick six real quick. Yeah, so, all right, so I think it had Eagles winning that game. Yep. Chiefs lost and the Falcons lost. So there's that. there's that there as well. And probably the upset of the week. I picked the Colts over Dolphins, even though that wasn't part of the pick six there as well. Yeah, got that. Let me see. Jets. Did I pick the Jets? Huh, interesting. Interesting. Yeah, so... Oh, boy. Yeah, the Vikings and Ravens, they did cover that. Yeah, as well. So interesting how that I did good than I thought I did, but for the exception of, I think I'm starting to understand this game now. But anyways, yeah. So there's that there, as well. So I have to look at this more. I'm looking down, the picks here that I picked last week: Raiders, Cardinals. We got that. Even the Jets got that right. On that, Commanders. Yep. Broncos. Yep. They covered. Even the Ravens, that was a legendary game. The Ravens, blow a 2-score lead against the Bills last week. That was an amazing game. And cause maybe it's an overreaction, but damn, them defenses look terrible. Terrible against high-powered offenses. Now, obviously, Josh Allen, Lamar, those are... It with, of course, you lump in Patrick Mahomes, and I'll throw in Joe Burrow as well, the top four quarterbacks in the AFC. They're just in a different level, and everybody else trying to catch up, right? But yes, that was a stupid game in a good way, because I was about to fall asleep there. The Ravens, you need one more first down. You need one more first down, or you need to move the football, and... All of a sudden, I hear the TV just, boom, the crowd roaring. And what's going on? Derrick Henry, who was running all over the Bills defense all night long, puts the ball on the ground. That, and I knew right then, we all knew right then, folks, that, yep, here we go. Everything is about to change, and it did there. The Buffalo Bills had the momentum, and then it snowballed. A big snowball effect. Right there. So, yeah, so the Bills rally back in their last home opener at that stadium, beat the Baltimore Ravens 41-40. And then, of course, Sunday night football, last week. Monday night football looked like the Vikings were backed up in the corner there against the Bears. And then they rallied back to win their game behind J.J. McCarthy, which... Oh, by the way, the Atlanta Falcons got to go to Minnesota and take on J.J. McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings there as well. So, yeah, this week, obviously, as I'm sitting here recording this, ahead of the Commanders and Packers tonight, bouncing around, I'm actually going to shoot down to the bottom of this list, this game list here. The Falcons here, got to go on the road. Falcons are in a dangerous spot. Yeah, you got to try to win on the road. We played this team last year with Kirk Cousins at quarterback. Again, this was a good game right until the fourth quarter. Ray McCloud puts the ball on the ground, catching the theme, right? You cannot turn the ball over on the road. You just can't do it. You can't do that. You cannot turn the ball over on the ground. I don't care what it is. You're the road team, whether that's college football or NFL. Criticals are a huge game changer. You just can't do that. And Ray McCloud. Game was, I believe, was tied, or we were trailing by 7. I think it was 20-21 at that time. And then McCloud puts the ball on the ground on a kickoff return. Sure enough. And then the Vikings capitalized on that. You're the Falcons or any of the road teams this week, or the Eagles taking on the Chiefs in a Super Bowl rematch. You can't turn the ball over. So again, extra possessions. You have to hang on to the football in this case here. So we'll see what happens there. And actually, yeah, this is a doubleheader on this upcoming Monday night. You got the Bucks, Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking on the Houston Texans there. And then you have the Los Angeles Chargers off the big win off the defending AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs in a divisional game, taking on another division opponent in Las Vegas Raiders. Ooh wee! So there's that. So they got the NFC South in action in prime time. The Bucks and Texans on Monday night. That's the early game. So yeah, back to back here. Usually in the past, and I don't understand why these games usually are simultaneous. This time it's like, okay, we got the early game, and then we're going to wait a little bit and then until the game is almost over to play the other game. So, Houston Texans host the Buccaneers this upcoming Monday. And then you have the Chargers right after that game on West Coast time, taking on the Las Vegas Raiders there as well. And, yeah, the Chiefs. Yeah, that's what I thought. The Chiefs, Eagles, that is a – with no NASCAR. We'll get into that here in the next segment here as we continue to do – pile through football weekend here on the EG3 podcast. My name is Eddie Greer III here on this latest edition of this podcast. Make sure you do subscribe to this either weekly or two times a week. Well, this week it's going to be just one, all in the one episode here where I'm going to talk about the Plus 10K to cap off this episode this week. But make sure you do hit the subscribe button if you like the host, if you or a friend of the host. Make sure you do like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell every time we upload an episode of the EG3 podcast. Y'all be right there to be notified about that. But yeah, the Eagles, Chiefs, Philadelphia Eagles coming off the win against the Dallas Cowboys there was challenged there in that game. Taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, that is a 3:25 kick on Fox. And I'm pretty sure, Kevin Burkhardt, Tom Brady, you're right there in the mix calling that game. What else here down here in the early slate of games here? We talked about the Commanders, Packers. Yeah, the Ravens hosting the Cleveland Browns this week. The Cowboys, Giants, another divisional game. Another divisional game, Chicago, Detroit. Another pair of 0-1 teams there as well. AFC East, Patriots and Dolphins. Excuse me. They have the Saints hosting the 49ers. Interesting game there. And another divisional game, Buffalo on the road off of the dramatic win against Baltimore last week to get on hosting the Jets. Other matchups, Seahawks, Steelers, Rams, Titans, Panthers, Cardinals, Broncos, and Colts there. And we already covered the primetime games. Of course, my team, the Falcons, having to go on the road. And this is... We were just there last year. Why can't the Vikings come to our place? I don't understand. We were just over there last year as we lost by, 3-4 touchdowns. against the Vikings. So we're going to have to run it back up there. Hopefully this time with a better result. We'll see about that. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Houston, and on Monday to kick off the doubleheader. And then, of course, one more time, folks, for those in the back, Los Angeles Chargers taking on the Las Vegas Raiders there as well. When we come back, NASCAR time, baby. Denny Hamlin continuing his road to the championship? Question mark. We'll see. And, of course, the Plaza 10K. What happened with Fast Eddie over there last Sunday in Kansas City, Missouri? We'll back after this on the EG3 Podcast. The EG3 Podcast. Eddie Greer III, right back at you here on this latest edition of this podcast. Here I'm recording this week's episode on Thursday, September 11th, 2025. NASCAR playoffs continue last week, and they'll continue into this week as the Cup Series have entered into the first elimination race of the playoffs here. Four drivers at the bottom of the list of the 16 will not compete for the championship after this week, right? They're not. Look, for those of you who are first-time listeners, obviously the 16, the Cup Series, 16 playoff, real quick, is divided into three rounds, and of course, the championship round, right? It's all the winner of the four, right? So, yeah, three races, and then after three races, the bottom four get eliminated. And then the next three races. After that, the next four, bottom four, are eliminated. And then, of course, you get down to the Elite Eight, the final eight, right? In a search to cut down who the top four will compete for the championship. So the bottom four after three races of the Elite Eight round will not participate in the championship four. And then, of course, one race, four drivers, one race, one champion. And yes, which leaves you, what happened to the other drivers? Well, they're still going to be competing, right, along with 20 plus other 20 drivers, right? But the difference is they're not going to compete in it for the championship. They're trying to play spoiler, right? So there's that. But trying to play spoiler right now, he shouldn't be a spoiler, but Denny Hamlin continues to be on that mission for that elusive championship, winning after taking the pole, the Enjoy Illinois 300 last week in St. Louis, Missouri, there as well. And So Denny Hamlin continuing his march, and he's already locked in. So Toyota, so I have been usually, at least in the past, Ford has been the stronghold of the playoff races. But so far here in 2025, right, it has been the Toyota show so far. Chase Briscoe, almost said Chase Elliott, Chase Briscoe dominated Darlington to kick off these playoffs, and Denny Hamlin won back-to-back polls. He won the poll last week at Darlington and won the poll again, or 2 weeks ago, and won the poll again last week at St. Louis, and then he won the race yet again. He's clicking on all cylinders. This goes for any sport. You want to be playing your best ball or driving your... You want to be at your peak at the right time. And right now, Denny Hamlin, obviously, the knock on him, he ain't won a championship. Right? We'll see what happens. Denny calls it himself, he's the black cat, I might be misquoting him, I'm sorry, but the black cat of death, because every time he gets in the playoffs, or late in the playoffs anyway, something happens. Or the championship, you know, something happens to derail him for that championship. Well, right now, he's on a direct path to it. Right now, he's already advanced to the round of 12. Chase Briscoe's already in. They're 1-2 this week. Briscoe continues his impressive streak here in the second half of the season there as well. As I picked Briscoe to go to the four, championship four, I did not pick Denny Hamlin to go to the championship four. So, well, he's just have to prove me wrong, right? Chase Elliott, speaking of which, finished in the third spot there after a dismal 500 performance there. Ryan Blaney fourth. Joey Logano, strong performance there in St. Louis in the top five, right? So we're only talking playoff drivers, right? Christopher Bell, skipping down to him, had Bell in my fantasy, finished seventh, and Christopher Bell not happy because of the fact that he expects a lot from himself, right? Saying that we need to be up there with our Toyota, with our other Toyota friends, right? Finished seventh. So there's that. Not before Kyle Larson. Bubba Wallace, back-to-back top 10 finishes to open up these playoffs. And he is, well, assuming nothing happens off the wall, going to be going to the next round. He finished eighth behind him. William Byron, that's your top 10. Not your top 10, your playoff drivers inside the top 10. Then you have William Byron, Kyle Larson, 11th and 12th respectively there. Tyler Reddick, 16th. Austin Dillon, 18th. Austin Cindric, 19th. Shane Van Gisbergen, 25th. Before him is Trackhouse Racing was out to lunch this week. Ross Chastain, 24th. At one point, he was in the top 10. He scored stage points in both stages there, so I don't know what happened because we were going back and forth between late in this game, and then, of course, the Packers game was on during this, so we had to split screen it there. Ross Chastain, 24th. SVG, 25th. Alex Bowman, yeah, you're going to need to win, dog. You're going to need to win. 26th. And Josh Berry, a nightmare playoffs. First, you know, got loose, hit the wall, or hit Tyler right before hitting the inside wall at Darlington, and now you get turned by Chase Elliott. Finished dead last. So you know you got to win. I don't see that happening. I definitely do not see it happening there unless, you know, Berry decides, you know what, let's turn Chase Elliott around and all that. Hey, it could definitely happen. Bristol, baby. Anything can happen at Bristol with it. But obviously, this is a different Bristol. This is not the old school Bristol in the past, in the 1990s and all that other stuff like that. I know that showed my age right there. The EG3 podcast rolls along. Eddie Greer III here on this latest edition of the podcast. Yeah, so Barry, a nightmarish start for these playoffs, and you're going to have to find the answer. You're going to have to find it. So you're going to have to throw a Hail Mary, Alex Bowman. You're going to have to throw a Hail Mary here, SVG. All those playoff points are washed away. And now you're in the hole. I think Austin Dillon is the first driver out by 11 points there as well, keeping your hopes alive. You're going to have to score stage points if you're Austin Dillon at 3. And I don't know who's the cutoff person right now. We're about to find out here right now on this edition of this podcast here. Let's take a look here real quick. Do this real quick. And we have our standings. All right. Yeah. So right now, going in right now, right? So Austin Cindric, you are on the cut line, plus 11, right? Heading into this race. And oh, by the way, that's Saturday night, right? So again, if Austin Cindric can hold off on Austin Dillon, you will transfer into the next round. Or if something crazy off the wall happens with any of those other drivers, like, say, a mechanical issue, which could happen, obviously. So, and right, you have the JGR cars right now. Hamlin, Briscoe, they're in. Larson should be locked in when he starts the race. And, of course, Kyle Larson has won the last couple of Bristol races in dominating fashion. We see that for a third time. We'll see about that. Bubba Wallace, right there in the mix. He should be good to go. Again, assuming everything is okay. Yeah, he should be good to go for the next round. Blaney, they're solidly in. Even William Byron should be locked in. Tyler Reddick, Chris Bell should be okay. And Chase Elliott, 28 to the good, should be okay. But crazier things happen, right? Logano still within the race's reach, within that line of, you know, 21 to good. Oh, you know, we'll see. Chastain, Cindric, I think, are more vulnerable to lose spot. Now, again, if Austin Dillon, Shane Van Gisbergen, Alex Bowman, Josh Berry win a race, and the last time we were on a short track, it was Austin Dillon winning. So, again, that 11, that is doable. But Shane Van Gisbergen on the other end, I know he's 15 out, right now, he's going to have to make really something happen there. Again, he's capable of scoring. Well, I shouldn't say capable because this is an oval. This is not a road course. So all that work in regular season for SVG, winning all those road courses. Well, that might be all for naught as he's going to go to Bristol and try to race your way into the round of 12. I don't think he's going to be able to do that. Bowman, 35 out. Berry, 45 out. You got to win. There's no hesitation in all that. Oh, you know, you can put... No. Bowman, Berry, you got to win. Simple as that. SVG, you got to point your way in. I don't think you can do that. I think Austin Dillon can. But the fact of the matter is, you have to have a better car than Austin Cindric does. I think the race is going to come down to Cindric and Dillon. Just by looking off the sheet. I can tell you that off sheet. Because I think Ross Chastain is going to be okay unless, you know, Ross Chastain wrecks out early and all that. Then it really changes, right? So we'll see what happens on Saturday night. While, yeah, my attention is going to be on Florida LSU, but maybe I'm going to have to split screen it with Florida LSU and then have the NASCAR on the other screen. So that's that. So there's that. And Kevin Harvick says something. Like, I haven't listened to the latest episode of his podcast, but, you know, he said, I caught a clip saying that he doesn't like Saturday night races. What? Of course, he's going to be, if not already, a Hall of Famer, but that was puzzling to me there. That you know, he didn't like Saturday night races. Come on, man! But Bristol, again, showing my age again, you know, 90s, 80s, Bristol, right? This is the type of race that, look. Look, I mean, yes, the crowd hasn't been there and all that. Look, in the heyday of NASCAR, this was the race that everyone wanted to go to. Pack the stands, all that. You see all the bitter manner with these drivers and whatnot, all that other stuff like that. So, yeah, I get that, right? So now in this economy and all that, you don't see the pack stands anymore and all other stuff, right? But, yeah, so we'll just have to see what happens there as well. And see, this is the thing that irritates me. It irritates me right there. So, but anyways, I'm gonna finish this up. We're gonna step aside real quick before I get into the recap of the Plaza 10K that Fast City took a part of last week. But yeah, so that's what it is. Bristol under lights, the last race of the round of 16 before the standings reset to 12. So the bottom four of this round will not advance, so there is that. So we're gonna take a step quick. I'm getting irritated, so not because of this. So we'll see what happens there. We'll see who wins. Obviously, Hamlin, Briscoe, automatic locked into the next round because of their wins. Denny Hamlin last week, Chase Briscoe's dominating performance in Darlington 2 weeks prior to that. Yeah, it's been the Toyota show to this point. And real quick. Again, for the second straight week on this podcast, John Hunter Nemechek gets it. The non-leading playoff driver. And this is the second week in a row that Legacy Motor Club has given a shout out to this podcast for being, so they're top dogs right. I'm going to have to put one of their cars in my fantasy league this week. And that's what I'm going to do. Because John Nemechek can get around Bristol. And even Eric Jones, too, for that matter. But it was Eric Jones at Darlington. And then, now, his teammate, John Hunter Nemechek. I changed my tabs now because I'm about to get in the Plaza. John Hunter Nemechek finished sixth. So, Jimmy Johnson's team right now, really, since really the second half of the year, they have been on something. They've been on quite a roll. Legacy Motor Club. I would not be surprised. Well, this might be a kind of a long shot. I would not be surprised. Eric Jones, he could have he might have challenged Briscoe. I don't know, because he looked like he faster than two cars. And John Nemechek continues to roll on, rock on as well. So I'm going to have to sneak in one of those cars into my lineup this week. That's what, well, because they're Toyota teams too. I forget about that. I thought they were Ford for whatever reason. That's stupid of me to say, but yeah, I'm going to have to sneak one of them into my lineup because we've been rolling my fantasy Toyota drivers, and that's good. And I'm going to stick with it throughout the playoffs. I'm just going to keep on chucking along Toyota drivers. So that's what we're going to do. And we're off to a good start. I had picked the two winners in a row. I picked Briscoe, had him in my fantasy 2 weeks ago. Got that. Denny Hamlin last week. Got that. So we're rolling. We're cooking. We're cooking now. So, hey, you want to be at the best at the right time? This is it. So there's that. All right. So when we come back, we will wrap this podcast with a little bit of Plaza 10K recap. After this, you're listening to the EG3 Podcast. Welcome back to the latest episode of the EG3 Podcast. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri, on this Thursday morning, September 11th, 2025. Sports, running, or whatever important crops across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri. Straight on into it real quick. Plaza 10K. No, I did not PR. That was not the goal, at least for this particular podcast anyways. I know there's usually PRs and all that, the usual stuff, the PRs and all that other stuff. But if you would ask me, Plaza 10K or Good Life Havsy? You know my answer is there, because you've been listening to this podcast for quite a while now. If not, go back to the past episodes of this podcast. We're training for the Good Life Havsy, right? But in this instance here, trying to go submission sub 80, right? We're trying to go under 80 right now. And we are actually, as I'm recording this, a little less than officially 2 months away, 2 months out from this half marathon in Lincoln, Nebraska. And now we just gotta maybe a mixture of survival mode / keep doing what you're doing. so that's why it's like, but yeah, so, you know, like I told someone this yesterday, that hopefully we have better showing than the marathon. I've been encouraged because I have past friends do this race and had a friend of mine finally break 80 last year, so we're trying to follow up with that trend this year. so I think we're on track here, definitely on track, because you can't put this type of work and not show up, right? But yeah, trust the process and all that. So it's been all right. But the race itself, again, mile 5. For whatever reason, and the funny thing is, I look back at the results, past results of my races of this particular race, right? This was my fourth consecutive Plaza 10K race, and probably the fourth time that EG3 can't get through mile 5. So like, what is this? Yeah, it's hard to describe when you try to visualize it. But every time you're coming off of mile four, where you're going downhill, you're still on Cleaver and all that, and then you'd make that turn onto, I think, Martin Luther King Drive, whatever that is, and it's got a little bit of a sneaky uphill to it. Yeah. Yeah. So then you got that, then you'll hit the straightaway, then you're turning left before UMKC, or after that, or before the, it's either, man, I should know the area by now. But yeah, it's right before after UMKC. And then you got that turn, and you're going up that little bit of hill coming off of Crow's Coffee and on off of 51st Street and back on the Brookside, which takes you home right there, which is many races, where that's a trolley, 4-miler, Hospital Hill goes through there. Courses, y'all should know that. By now, for those who live in that KC, especially those who live in the KC area. But yeah, mile 5, that's a tough spot. Even my PR race a couple years ago, that was the slowest mile. So I knew how to get through it. It's easier said than done. It's easier said than done. We're trying to get to the finish line. But yeah, so I kind of had a goal, try to beat my time, which last year didn't do that. But pretty much back, they're closer together. So I pretty much backed up my time from last year and kind of ran almost even splits without even looking at the watch. I don't know what it is. It's funny because once your body kind of knows the pace and all that, you don't need it. You just don't need it. I'm hoping that's what's going to happen. 2 months, right? You don't need a damn watch. You can go off field and all that other stuff like that. We're gonna be competitive. That shouldn't even be a question, right? Going up there, knock on wood, we can get up there, get ourselves together, get ourselves right, right? And looking at one of my friends from last year's time, not trying to set a bar on that. Looking at that, like, okay, if I do the things that I've been doing. Really speed work, because that's been the whole focus of this half marathon block for me, is consistent speed. And maybe yesterday afternoon's run, maybe I tried to force that for the first time a little bit. Probably should not have done that. But still, you know, I'm recording this off my rest day. So, you know, everything's kind of aligned. Again, this has been the whole goal for the fall. If you ask me, PR and Plaza, yeah, it'd been nice to do that. But I mean, that, you know, if I was just training for that solely, hell yeah. And maybe there's definitely options on the table for next year. I'm still kind of, you know, figuring out next year's schedule, what to do, all that stuff, where I should go back to the marathon or go back to last man or train for Restaurant Understanding or. Got Plaza 10K, got all these races going on, right? Trying to figure that stuff out, because soon enough, guys and gals, 2025 is going to be over. That's crazy. We're headed towards mid-September, right? And with football season in full swing, we're going to be wrapped up here pretty soon. It's crazy. Crazy enough. And then, of course, when that winter come and all the snow going to hit. Yeah, it's crazy. So, trying to figure all that out right now. But yeah, training's been going solidly. Dealing a little bit of hip. It seems like everybody I'm running across is dealing with some type of hip issue. So trying to get nail that in the bud now, and try to get in. That was the last competitive race until the Good Life has. We still have one more. And that's the market, but I'm not gonna count that, because that's gonna be my first one ever, and that's a team event. There, where we're gonna run from Omaha to Lincoln, something like that. I'm gonna be in the state of Nebraska twice in 2 months. So next month for the market relay, I'll be a part of that. And yes, will there be a postcast of that? And of course, the big race, our A race, right? November 9th going down. No, we're not doing Salina. Yes, no, we're not doing Salina. I know I've gotten asked that. We're not doing that. We're doing another. This Good Life Halves has been on my bucket list. And this is the one we're eyeing on the PR. So that's what we're going for, folks. That's what we're going for. And that's what we're still working on, getting this time right. I don't know. I laugh at myself sometimes when I'm looking at these paces, at past paces anyways, because I know I can run these times. The paces. That's what I'm looking for. The paces, right? And when I look at the Plaza 10K, half of the mile paces at six flat. Without even looking at it. I don't know how to do it, folks. I'm like, damn. I'm not even looking at my watch doing that. So, it's funny. It's funny at the same time, but it's really weird because, yeah, my fastest mile was mile 4. Sub 6. So, and then I turn around and run a 6:15. Yeah, so, congratulations to all that PR'd at Applied 10K. Look, again, if we're training for this solely, oh, hell yeah, for sure, no question. But again, easier said than done. We'll just, again, I'm looking at options of races to train and projects to do. It just makes it more fun. And this is our latest project right now, trying to focus just on this one right now, not trying to get to jump out too far right now. So we're just going to have to see what happens as we continue to move forward with this. I know for the rest of the week, it's pretty straightforward. I'm going to have a couple, do 8 mile run tomorrow. I might push it to 9. We'll see. It definitely, I've been limited my Saturday run so I can go a little faster on Sundays. So 8 miles on Saturday looks like, and then the long run will be on Sunday, and then of course turn around and right back to speed work Monday. So yeah, man, and in the 3K. In the 3K, okay. So yeah, last night, yeah, yesterday morning I did a 2K workout, and then Monday I'm gonna have a 3K workout. So this is similar. The workouts my coach has scheduled pretty similar to the ones I did preparing for Olathe. But those were a little slower because those were around, what, 640, 645 pace there as well. I've been hitting these paces a little faster, and sometimes a little faster, which is okay because that way when you get in the race, it's easier. Your body knows the pace. You don't need to be looking at that watch. Or some, maybe every once in a while check it to see your own pace and all that. But yeah, you don't need to be looking at it. You need to be focused on the person ahead of you and let the person do all that. That's why I did what was it? The Gary Bjork and a half, right? When I came up to that one guy, right? We were like stride for stride. And I let him check the watch. I didn't check it when my legs decided, nope, we're going racing. We're gonna go racing, baby. So when I ran up to that to the other runner that was running my pace, he kept checking the watch. I'm gonna let you do that, and then eventually I'm just gonna creep on by you, that's what happened. So yeah, I'm in a point now where we're going up there racing. We're not going up there half-assing, whatnot. We've worked too hard at this point of the year to just go up there and lay an egg. Hopefully not, but again, it's running, it's racing, and you hear in particular the marathon game, and we have again. Marathons, right? I think Berlin, right? Coming up soon. Yeah, Berlin, Chicago, which we did last year, right? We didn't prepare like this for Chicago. Now, and then you got New York in November, right? And I think the New York Marathon's the weekend before Good Life Halfsea. I got to double check on that. This is the ETD Podcast, Eddie Gritter III. We're about done with this week's episode. Big episode, yes. All in one. Yes, sir. But, yeah, I didn't prepare like this for Chicago. So, fingers crossed that when we go up there to Lincoln, Nebraska, I know they're two different distances. Chicago Marathon, World Major, which thankfully we got a star now, right? But with that, in a preparation of a Good Life Halfsea, you know, we weren't doing all that workouts. We were just running. So, not putting in work, right? So you kind of think that, okay, we're going to be, at least give yourself a chance to do that. And I think the goal of finally breaking 80 and all that, I think we're on target. I think we're on target to do some big things. Hopefully, maybe even stick in that 117 bracket. Because I think if we can hang in there, do what you need to do, and go up there and have that mind racing. Because look, I'm gonna have to race out of my mind. And I think with all this training so far, I know I still have 2 months to go, and all that. And really, if I really look at it, 1 month to go, because tapering is gonna happen after the market. At least we're talking about myself. So using that as peak week, and then start winding down from there. So you're gonna get the actual taper and all that. Ooh, it's gonna be fast. So you're not gonna go in there not too conservative, but you know you're gonna have that opportunity. It's gonna be fascinating to see what transpired. I just can't wait. But hopefully we can get through this next month of training and all that, and then soon enough we're gonna be hitting taper mode soon. So that's crazy. crazy time's flown by, especially in the fall. But yes, I know a lot of people getting ready for the more major marathon, fall marathons anyways. Berlin gonna be first up, then Chicago. A lot of my friends are getting ready for that, and then I got a couple people getting ready for New York there as well. So couldn't be remiss by leaving out the three world majors left, and I think Tokyo, right? Now, I don't know if the lottery's still open or not. I don't think it is, but I have double checked. Not that I'm interested in anything, because I'm interested in other stuff for next year. But, yeah, so we'll see what happens there with that as EG3 continues his journey through this fall cycle. As he gets ready for his big half in Nebraska, we're going to be in Nebraska twice in the next 2 months. Market to market in October, and then, of course, our big A race, the Good Life Half C, in November. So there is that. So yeah, Plaza 10K. Oh, I'm here. Oh, I'm left an important part out. Yes, EG3 podium coming off of a win at Leawood. So momentum there for sure. And now all the eggs now, if you take out the market to market relay, are all eyes now getting ready for this half marathon in Lincoln. So definitely can't, really excited. Been dealing with allergies this week, so trying to power through that and trying to get through this episode. So have done a good job with that. So yeah, if you're training or getting ready for Berlin, final preparation for Chicago. Yeah, Chicago's next month. Woo, boy! It feels like not even a year. It feels like yesterday that I just ran Chicago Marathon. That's crazy. Yeah, so Chicago Marathon is in another month. For those getting ready for it, and of course, New York in another 2 months. Crazy years coming in, but we're going to cover it here on this podcast. Well, I'm not going to be a part of that, but not this year, but crazy. Wow. The EG3 podcast, get it. Wherever you get your podcasts here, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, so much more. If you know the host, I know this is a big episode because we're combining the two this week. Definitely make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And hit the alarm bell every time we upload an episode of the EG3 show. Y'all will be notified of that. Thank you for listening to, we have made it to another, why did I always botch it in? Folks, we have crossed the finish line on another episode of the EG3 podcast. Woo! Thank you for joining us, me, Eddie Gritter III, here in Kansas City, Missouri, for another episode of this podcast. We'll be back next week. It's going to be a minute before we compete in another race, obviously, but the big race in 2 months. And then before that, again, market to market, I'm not going to count that because it's going to be kind of more of a fun team environment. And then it's game time, baby, here soon. So we got to mind our own P's and Q's and we'll see what happens. For right now, chicken flags wave on another edition of this EG3 podcast. Eddie Gritter III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much for listening to the EG3 podcast. We'll talk to y'all next week. We out.